And if we want to know, that means we also should have that desire to fulfill in our lives whatever's necessary to be protected. God doesn't reveal these things to just everybody. If he did, everybody would seek to be protected. We saw a scripture back there where it says they'll hear, they won't get it. They'll see, it'll just go right over their heads. They won't have any spiritual understanding. So who is it that God is opening their mind to these things? I'm looking at a handful in comparison to others. But God is going to protect. What should we do about it then? Turn to Philippians chapter 4. Because we are the ones that for some reason God is allowing us to understand the things that are coming. And yet he told us, fear not. Don't fear. And so we look around and say, now, wait a minute. I see a planet coming and it's dragging. Asteroids is going to hit the earth. And 10% of the population is going to survive. And I'm not to be anxious or fearful in any way. It's what Jesus said. In Philippians 4, starting in verse 6 through 8. Be careful for nothing, or don't be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so if we're going to have peace, if we're not going to be anxious because we know that our Savior called us, we know that we could not understand the things that are being said unless the Holy Spirit revealed them to us. 1 Corinthians 2, 7-16 says so. If we know that we have been called of God, we can believe the scriptures. We're not to be careful, over anxious. We're not to be worried, because he is going to stamp his approval on a group of people. Finally, brethren, verse 8, whatsoever things are true. This is the lifestyle we should be living this moment in time. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and that's a refinement of our character, and if there be any praise, think on these things.